experimentation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
Okay, pretend it is Saturday. You and the kids are running errands, including a several-hour stop at the laundromat. They're bored. You're bored. Well, what if you could use that washer and dryer time for something like education? What if your laundromat had the services of a library? Over the summer, that began happening in Detroit. Today's guest on The Next Idea is the executive director of an organization called Libraries Without Borders. It's partnering with area laundromats and other organizations, creating an innovative program called Wash and Learn. Alistair Chang, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's great to be on air.
First of all, briefly, what is Libraries Without Borders?
Libraries Without Borders is a nonprofit whose mission is to expand access to information. And we've been doing a lot of work in over 30 countries, including the U.S.
And this presence in Detroit through the Wash and Learn program is fascinating. Tell us about this Wash and Learn program.
It's been a very exciting discovery on our part, actually. And we first started working with the Detroit Mayor's Office and the Detroit Public Library a few years ago. And at the time, it was very exploratory. We were creating pop-up libraries in public parks and lobbies of low-income housing, street corners, community centers, hospitals, etc., and running an ethnography to test which spaces worked best in engaging folks and helping to reduce barriers to accessing those literacy programs. And one day, one of our facilitators came back and said, you know, isn't it exciting? We had so many participants today and so many people sign up for library cards. And we said, what was different? And we happened to be on a street corner near a laundromat. Hmm. And so we started to think through, okay, how could we specifically reach folks who are waiting for their laundry to wash and dry and help them with their questions, any questions, particularly developing their digital literacy and literacy skills.
What a great idea. I mean, the idea that people are stuck there anyway.
Exactly. So I think that what's been exciting about this is that we found a space where you're almost forced to be idle. And most importantly, we're reaching a lot of folks who don't have the resources or might not have the resources for a working washing or drying machine.
Sure. So walk us through what one of these Wash and Learn programs would look like. Let's say I'm a mom and I'm on that busy day and I've taken my kids to the laundromat on a Saturday. What happens? What's there?
So what we'll have is we've turned some of the folding stations into computer stations. We have a bookshelf with age-appropriate and reading level appropriate texts. But most importantly, I think it's the convening of multiple literacy, local literacy organizations to bring some of their staff and facilitators on site to lead programs at the laundromat, and then also the training that goes around with the laundromat staff to help out and promote literacy learning while folks are waiting, that I think is the most impactful.
And what kinds of programs?
So United Way of Southeastern Michigan has a program called Bib to Backpack. And Allison, who leads this team, came up with a wonderful idea of using socks, leftover clean socks, as puppets, and using that to work with the kids on teaching them how to understand words that rhyme. And it's been that one was very popular.
So just looking for creative ways to use that space. And I've got to wonder, what's in it for the laundromats?
What has been most exciting about this is that the laundromat owners and staff have really rallied behind us to make this successful. We've built out a national partnership now with the Coin Laundry Association, which is a trade association of laundromats around the country. And they're helping us build out relationships with individual small businesses, individual laundromat owners, in building out this as we scale. What they have said to me is that, you know, they think of themselves as community anchors and they would love to give back to their customers, but perhaps more transactionally, they like that the kids who go there aren't just running around and are paying attention and working together on something.
And what do you hear from parents who come and you probably start, you know, you can get to know people week after week.
Sure.
What do you hear from them?
This all came about also because we were running surveys in the community and asking why folks, what are the barriers that folks have to accessing existing literacy programs in their community? And often the thing that came up with low-income parents was and guardians was that they work in service industries. And so if any organization has a set program at, you know, Tuesdays as at 6 p.m., for example, they might not know their schedule until the day before, and they might have to work then. And so they just don't even sign their kids up for those programs. So what we wanted to do, and what a lot of parents have told us as this has made it possible for them to do, is to enroll their kids in literacy programs for the first time.
That is stunning. And I know you've been doing it over the summer at some Detroit laundromats and had an event earlier this month. And so you really do want to get this growing. And do you see it expanding throughout Michigan?
My vision is, yes, definitely across Michigan, but even bigger. I'd love to see all 20,000 plus laundromats in the U.S. partner with their local libraries to create literacy corners in every laundromat so that every kid, even if their parents don't have the capacity to bring them to existing literacy programs, they can participate while their parents are doing laundry.
Can people help maybe donating books or donating services? What could somebody who cares about this do to help you?
Of course, we would appreciate donations of any size, and you can make that at librarieswithoutborders.org. And we, if you make a note to say that you would like to use it specifically on the Wash and Learn program, we'll certainly do so. And I think that as we move forward, my vision of scale is not that Libraries Without Borders is the sole implementer of this program. I really think of this as a coalition of partners who take this model and build it out. So if you have a laundromat in mind that and you know the owner or you know somebody who's involved with staffing that space and you would like to see that space turn into a library branch or a library extension, let us know and we'll try to make it happen.
It's easy to do. Just go to librarieswithoutborders.org. Such an inventive idea, the Wash and Learn program. Alistair Chang, the director of Libraries Without Borders, joined us via Skype. And thank you so much for sharing this great idea on The Next Idea.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.